Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Dr. Michael Osterholm, he is kind enough to join us, all of our guests, as always, on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Today was the day when we were expecting a federal vaccine committee to vote on a very big change and deciding whether to end a decades-long recommendation to immunize all babies at birth against hepatitis B. This is obviously a very highly contagious virus that can damage the liver. Well, Mike, in the last hour, the news has come out that they have postponed the vote and they're moving it to Friday morning. Does this tell you anything in any way about this? Could common sense and the idea of ideology versus science, could science actually have a chance in this case?
Well, first of all, Chad, having listened to the meeting today itself, let me just be really clear that this was a Keystone Cops at its best. It was so confusing, and the whole process was so irregular to anything I've ever seen a government agency or advisory group do that nothing surprises me. And I think the bottom line message for those, the message came through fairly loud and clear that the postponement had nothing to do with whether they're going to vote yes or no. It was the fact they had handed out three different proposals to vote on, and there was some mass confusion about which one they were even talking about. So they're going to take a vote tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
But having said that, I'm quite convinced that that vote will repeal the recommendation for universal infant hepatitis B vaccine, something that has been in place literally since 1991 and has had a major impact on the reduction of transmission from infected moms through the birthing process to young unborn child and shortly thereafter. These vaccines are highly, highly effective. And let me just sum this all up. You know, you and I have been doing this together for a long time. Your audience knows me. They may have all kinds of different opinions. But the bottom line is, today is, to me, a defining moment for our country, in this case now tomorrow. We can no longer trust federal health authorities when it comes to vaccines. We just can't trust them. And we're going to need to find an alternative means for which we make recommendations. And this is something that's universally held across the board by all the medical societies, all the public health agencies, all the countries around the world. We are literally alone in this, what I would call kind of search for magic kind of approach. And unfortunately, the one group that will really suffer for this are the kids who are going to get infected now because of the repeal of this approach. And watch what happens within 10, 15, 20 years when they develop liver cancer and they develop cirrhosis of liver. That's what we're looking at right now.
I could go about seven different ways on that answer. Let me circle back to the meeting today, and I want to get to all of everything else you said because it's so vitally important. When you talk about Keystone Cops and you talk about the three different presentations, and that's why they pushed off the vote, how about just the merit of the conversation? What part of that bothered you most?
All of it. I mean, first of all, they only had opponents in, basically people who have no expertise in these areas, people who are the classic anti-vaccine. And then they have a climate scientist from Colorado reporting that the epidemiology of the disease.
A climate scientist, you said.
Right. I mean, I can just go on the laundry list. I mean, you know, let me just put it into some perspective, because it was, in fact, Senator Cassidy who wrote a piece out this morning about the fact that, you know, this was basically dangerous. I mean, this is not real science here. And so I think that there's just a lot of parties coming together here to say, what is it going to take to actually deal with this mis and disinformation and just outright lies? And so, again, this would be interesting if it were of no consequence, except this is of consequence. These are people's lives. These are young people in this country. And think about, we've reduced this disease by over 95% in kids because of the expertise involved in getting these vaccines out. You know, we've avoided 6 million illnesses and hospitalizations since this went into effect, because the kids never got hepatitis.
This is Michael Osterholm, the brilliant doctor, is with us. It's 2:14. I just want to say one more thing on Dr. Cassidy and Senator Cassidy, who's a Republican who I think at times can show that he can work across party lines, but he was the deciding vote. He was the deciding vote on allowing this charlatan, RFK Jr., who's not qualified in any way for this position, and he believed him. He believed him, and now he comes out and he questions RFK Jr. on a regular basis, which I applaud, but none of this is a surprise. None of this is, I mean, to the little bit of credit I want to give RFK Jr., and it's very little, this is who he's been, Mike. So no one should be surprised that if given this position of stature and authority, that he was going to continue this mission against vaccines when the studies he cites are not credible.
You know, and I think the challenge with all of this is, again, Chad, is the fact that he did have promises that he thought he could keep with Mr. Kennedy, and in fact he broke all of them. You know, prior to the vote that took place for his confirmation, I was actually people from three different of the Senate offices sought my input, and you know, I said right from the get-go, and I mean this sincerely, and I don't say this lightly, I said to all of them, I said, it doesn't matter what you ask him, he will lie. You know, he has been lying from the very beginning of this. I mean, look at even the extent to which the person who was appointed head of CDC basically, in a sense, quit over what happened. And again, he lied in those situations. So I think at this point, this is the MO we should just expect.
So
I don't know what else you can do.
No, you're right. So when the other side of this conversation says, we don't need this, that will take care of the mothers, and because the mothers do not have hepatitis B, that they receive the vaccine, and this will not trickle down to their children. What do you say to that side of the argument?
Again, I would refer everyone back to a paper that we just published earlier this week.
Yep.
That was a comprehensive review of over 400 studies over the last 40 years. And to every study done showed that so many women fall through the cracks in our healthcare system that you still have a very sizable number of individuals who basically develop hepatitis because someone got tested or didn't get tested, didn't present for testing in time. And so the only fallback is to basically vaccinate them. Now, let me just be really clear, too. Of all the vaccines we deal with, hepatitis B vaccine has been, without a question, the safest one in terms of safety profile. The benefits for this vaccine are extreme. The downsides are absolutely limited. You know, this is a safe vaccine. If there was some trade-off there, I was saying, well, you know, this is what you might experience. One out of 100,000 people get this or that from vaccination. That's not the case here. There's no argument to be made about this. You know, and people say, well, you can't tell me what to do. Well, then why is it that you can get ticketed for not wearing your seatbelt or not putting your car in a car seat? You know, you can say, I'm only going to grandma's house for three blocks. Why do I need to buckle up? And I think that this falls very much in line with that kind of thing. The difference is these are young, helpless kids born to mothers.
Yeah, and, we're not talking about Can I just jump in that point? Because it's so important.
Yeah.
We're not talking about adults. We're not talking about somebody who's 21 or 41 or 81 and saying, you are required, you are mandated to take this shot. That's nonsense. The data, as you said, from 91 to now is overwhelming. And outside of Kennedy and this small group, is there any other group that believes the hepatitis B vaccine is dangerous? They don't exist, right?
They don't. And I think the challenge that we have here with this is that no one is mandating anyone to get vaccinated. There's no mandate here. Don't do that. Well, this is a recommendation to get vaccinated.
Right.
It gives the support to the medical community that they can then look and say, okay, yeah, we recommend it. This is why we recommend it. And so I think that that's really a very, very important point. You know, and to me, again, I just look at this and say, how can you be against this when you look at this overwhelming data? And the only way you can be like that is if, in fact, you believe that you know, basically we're all lying in public health, okay?
That's it.
And I think that's it. So I think that's the challenge we have.
I'm already getting the texts, you know, well, Mike's owned by the companies, and why didn't you pay more?
Don't get a penny from pharmaceuticals. I've never taken a penny in my life.
It's a joke.
Our center doesn't take money. You know, I have been, as you well know, basically I just call balls and strikes.
That's
whether it's Democrats or Republicans, I'll do it. And this is one, though, that's about kids' lives, you know. I mean, it's even on cost issues. You know, the estimate today for a liver transplant is $320,000.
Yeah.
Do you know how many of these kids are going to go on and need to have liver transplants if, in fact, they can even get them? And that's the kind of thing that this
is sad.
You know what it is, Chad? It's basically a solution looking for a problem.
Yeah, you're
because
right.
This has not been a problem today. I mean, nobody's had a problem with severe reactions. Nobody's had a problem with, you know, it not protecting. No one's had a problem where a mother's rights were trampled. None of that. So how can you be against this other than you just want to be able to show or at least minimize any opportunities for vaccine recommendations?
Last thing, Mike, just talk more about your group, this Vaccine Integrity Project. You know, again, echo what you said this week and what else you have to do, because you're doing this because you and so many other respected doctors and scientists, including individuals like you who've worked with Republicans and Democrats and independents forever. It's never been about politics forever. And now saying I don't trust federal health enough that we have to form different groups, including yours, which to the surprise of no one is highly, highly regarded.
Yeah. I mean, I think the challenge here is that all we're asking for is what was the status quo. You know, prior to all of those issues with Secretary Kennedy, we had a very efficient, effective process with the advisory committee. And the expertise was, without question, remarkable. You know, as much as they alleged conflicts of interest when anyone looked at it, there were not conflicts of interest and challenging issues with regard to the committee. All of those things that were said are just not true. And, you know, and how do you stand up to a lie? Particularly when the public then interprets to say, well, you must have some cut in it. You must have something in it. The only cut for me in this entire topic are these poor kids. That's what I look at, and I think to myself, how could you not want to offer something that is so effective and so much a part of everyday practice right now? You know, the hospitals around the country all have this all built into their routine follow-up upon a delivery.
So one last thing, Mike, because here's a text. Please ask if this action on the vaccine recommendation completely takes it away or just the recommendation goes away.
Well, without the recommendation, the physician has to obviously tell a mother, you know, this is not a recommended vaccine, but I think you should get it. But if you have the weight of the, you know, government and the advisory immunization practices and CDC behind you, it's much more helpful. So by taking the recommendation away, what sense does that leave?
Yeah.
Why would you take something away if, in fact, it weren't dangerous or it wasn't helpful? You know, and so if anything, what we're doing is we're just, again, doing everything we can to bring vaccines under this microscope of lies and distortions about their safety and what they do. And that's all this is. That's this really is theater today.
Yeah, sad theater.
And it borders on magic. You know, that's all it is.
Thank you for what you do, Mike, and thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Dr. Michael Ostrom, React. Try a little proof, dude. Just, you know, he's owned by the companies. Already responded to one. Show the proof. Show the proof. Because we know what this is all about. It's but conspiracies and COVID didn't live up to it. Donald Trump doesn't give a bleep if Bobby Kennedy is qualified for the position. He wanted to win the election. He thought by bringing him in, he could take votes away from Biden. And then the trade was, I'm going to give you a position. Oh, by the way, you're not qualified. But Trump throws out this nonsense about autism and other vaccines, too. It's sad. And I don't fault you for raising questions about did the COVID vaccine live up to everything? Because it didn't. But it's still safe. Millions of lives. So now you're going to say I'm against all vaccines. Lunacy and putting lives at risk. React away. 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm glad people listen. And we'll chop it up. We'll spar. And as long as everybody stays respectful, I'm all good. When we know the line. But here's somebody who tosses stuff out against Ostrom, and when I ask a follow-up, doesn't have it. Nobody peddles more fear on behalf of vaccines than Mike. They own him. And I text back, show me the specific proof. Okay, give me where have they paid him off? What is he getting? And as he said with us dozens and dozens of times, he doesn't take a penny. And so this is the person. Again, I said, show me the proof. Because the vaccine companies have bought him off, Dave. That's the premise. I say, show me the proof. Then his comeback is this. Mike's walking around with a mask on after he gets all 32 boosters. He lost credibility during COVID. Again, has no comeback, zero, on the proof that the vaccine companies... And then goes at the mask. So let's review again what Mike Osterholm said very early on this show. That the typical mask that we were using early, and by the way, Osterholm was ahead of most people. You were here to listen to all this. Isn't doing a damn thing.
N95.
Don't have, I mean, he must have said it 200 times on this show. If you don't have the N95 masks, not doing a damn thing. And by the way, the evidence is overwhelming that those worked. Now, when, and by the way, a lot of these vaccine skeptics, not all, because I know plenty of individuals on the left who are skeptics too, but a lot are Trump lovers. MAGA, MAGA, MAGA. You do you. But I try to call out hypocrisy, because your guy takes credit, and he should get credit for putting together Operation Warp Speed and for the vaccines coming up. Okay? He wasn't in the lab. He didn't have the white coat on. But for the lefties who automatically say, well, he didn't do a damn thing. If that was Obama, you would have nominated him for another Nobel Peace Prize. But when Trump is caught because he knows about, what would you think? 75% of MAGA is now dubious of vaccines. Think about what has happened in the world, where it's more than just raising questions. It's the hepatitis B vaccine hasn't been questioned. But this individual, who his family says on a regular basis, his family, doesn't have credibility with us, who's a habitual cheater. We got that story out. Who is profiting from this in most of his life, going after vaccines, is now given credibility. And so this just plays to the conspiracies. Donald Trump is the leader of conspiracies, because when he was just walking around, Donald, he would talk about conspiracies all the time. Who was shot, who was not shot, 9/11, this, that. He tossed them all out, including one about the Epstein situation. What's happened with that? Oh, that's right. Only when he knew the votes were against him did he all of a sudden say, release everything. But of course, he then called for an investigation. So everything's not going to be released. And then we got to trust Pam Bondi, his
independent,
his personal lawyer, who in theory is the attorney general, to redact only the most damning information. There won't be a thing about Trump. So, yeah, we had an unfolding pandemic where a lot of those Trump folks think it was planted just to get rid of him, right? The 6.5 million people just died. And so now, because certain things with an unfolding pandemic didn't live up to as bad as they were, and they were wrong on some stuff. What a shock. When something's unfolding, we don't get all right. So now we're just going to start doubting all vaccines. Somebody's like, end of the world stuff. We're just going to end up causing tens of thousands of kids to have liver problems because of this complete fraud that RFK Jr. is. Think about that. And so many people before, because they doubted COVID. And then he lies about the autism situation. Like, remember, it was Tylenol. Remember, we were going to have the big breaking news in September. We didn't. Then it was Tylenol. Now what has he done on that? The complete backbone. He's a fake. Jason's not a fake. He's the real deal. Yeah, but he'll change his opinion 5 or 6 times. But there's no malice in it. 33 past 2. Jason next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Ordway Landmark Center, Rice Park. Just a small sampling of the beautiful downtown St. Paul landscape. And they're all visible through Jason DeRush's bedroom window. And you know what that means. They can see him through that same bedroom window, too.
Tongue in that Oreo like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, yeah.
Here he is, pride of the East Side, St. Paul's own Jason DeRusha.
Honestly, the best element our station has is Dave's opens.
They're so good.
They are just tremendous. Yeah.
Can you submit those for like some sort of, you know, whatever these awards
are? Marconi for that?
Probably.
For ridiculousness?
Yeah. I mean, we lose all the other ones. We could lose for this one,
too.
Why not? I want to get to a number of topics with you.
Great.
We've offered up a few criteria where we're calling it a gots-to-go situation where we are eliminating these people from the state of Minnesota. Okay? If your preference is feels like 20 below versus 93 and humid, we are sending you to Siberia, Antarctica, North Pole. We are removing you from the state. Do you agree with that theory?
I'm a little confused by the setup. So the choices were eliminating either
if your preference is 20 below versus 93.
Get out.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you enjoy on National Cookie Day an oatmeal raisin cookie, get out of here.
I have had good oatmeal raisin cookies.
No such thing.
But I would never choose it. You know what I mean? Like, I've had some where I'm like, you know what? I'll give it to you.
Is this during your meth days?
Yep.
Dave, are you accepting any of this that he's suggesting?
And just saying I wouldn't choose it.
Good.
That's a lie. There's not a good
one. Should I get as combative as Leopold did when you were, like, going at him on the cookie choice?
Garen. Leopold's good, too.
Yeah. They're both, you know.
They're hockey guys.
They're big shots, whatever.
Yeah. I just thought he could bring me back a bottle of wine from Italy. I don't know.
Be nice.
I'd be very nice. Didn't sound like there was a lot of flexibility.
It's usually cheaper to just buy it here, though. Yeah. Why bring it home?
Wow.
They have Italian wines here? Interesting.
Yeah. Yep. Right. Yeah. They all taste the same. Yeah. I know.
He believes it.
Ridiculous.
He is ridiculous.
All right. Who else are we getting rid of?
What was the other one? I think
those are both good.
Didn't the other one involve you somehow?
I don't remember it.
Yeah, you were getting out of the state.
I couldn't have been.
Yeah. Other suggestions, other categories.
Yeah, I like this.
Of people
who we should
eliminate.
That's been the theme of the week.
That's right.
Send them back. Yeah. I like it.
Somali stay, these folks leave.
We were sending away people that start the wave.
Yeah, that's true. And then we said at a Twins game next year might be difficult. When you're trying to coordinate.
Big gaps. Big gaps.
Might be able to get the dugout in on it.
Maybe.
No, there was something else that you enjoyed.
That you hate?
I don't remember. I honestly don't remember. I wasn't listening. Shocker.
Yeah, I probably.
Comes at you fast.
Yeah, I was listening to Common, really, in the other. Yeah. Okay, so you tried the new version, the new downtown version last night of Belcourt.
Yes.
This is from Gavin Kasem. Mm-hmm. Who you know better than I, but I know Gavin. And you know this. I didn't like Belcourt in Wayzata. I loved it.
Yes.
I loved it. It was one of my two or three favorites in the entire state. And I was dismayed. The closure.
Yes.
Did he want to get out? Was it a rent situation, whatever. Now, a fine restaurant has replaced it in Josephina, but I have been pining for the return of Belcour, and you sampled the North Loop version last night.
The Belcour is open as a daytime bakery right now.
Yep.
And then dinner officially starts on Saturday.
Yep.
So I had feared that it was going to be overly fancy, that it was going to be... So, like, Danny Del Prado opened a French restaurant called Therese in 50th and France.
Yeah.
And I would say...
He's opening a lot of restaurants.
He's opened a lot. It's beautiful, very good, upscale. For me, it feels upscale. This feels... I mean, it's still... It's not cheap, right?
Because Belcour was not too upscale. The food was excellent, but I mean,
it was still like under $30 for most of the entree.
There'd be people coming off the water.
Yes.
Right there.
And this is similar. So I had this cod, beautifully prepared cod on like these lentils with sort of a vadivan curry flavor to it. And it was like $32 or $28.
Yeah.
And there was a steak. Steak and fries, steak frites.
Frites, yep.
$32. Like, I just thought it was very approachable from a price point. Not cheap.
Okay, let's get just dress
but
that.
Like, North Loop, sort of North Loop prices, you're like, this is pretty good.
That's it. We're not talking about the suburbs. We're not talking about the affordable.
Correct.
This is Gavin
Gordy's hi-hat. This is one of the best.
By the way, we love Gordy's
hi-hat. Yes, we do.
I just was talking about it. The other day, how just great it is.
It is great, but just a different.
Yes.
Yeah, so don't give me a lot. But just by that metric, you're like, oh, I was just very pleasantly surprised. And it's the room is kind of sexy at night. The bar, like, kind of
not a big place,
red, but it's only like 50 seats.
Yeah.
And we had a server. So this is what makes or breaks it, I think. What I loved about Belcour and Wayzata is the people there were really nice.
Yes.
Like, I love sitting at the bar. Some of the best bartenders. So nice.
You know where I stand on that.
Yes. So this place, the bar is a little smaller. That's the only thing I'm a little bummed about.
Yep.
But it's like horseshoe shaped, which is nice. So you can kind of maybe get some conversation going. But we had this server who was a little, I would just say she was maybe a little greener than some like a Spoon and Stable server.
Yeah. How do you know?
Well, I asked her.
Yeah.
And you could sort of tell, like, do you have the polish or do you?
Yeah, right.
But she was so dang nice and so fun and totally read our vibe. And I'm like, she made it a great night.
Okay.
And you're like, that's what it is.
Can you go to a restaurant where the food is very good, but the service just consistently doesn't match up? And if you're now considering the other excellent options that we have in this town, because we just have so many great options, we're so fortunate.
Yeah.
To me, some places slip noticeably in my rotation because of that. I think it should be for everybody.
I'll take service 10 out of 10 times. For me, like, the food alone is almost never going to be worth it to, like, outweigh mediocre service. Most service, I think, is actually... You know, it's mostly pretty good, but when you go to a place where it just like it feels good, like the people have a great attitude, they know they take care of you enough, but not too much where they're like they're up like ready
to
pull
up
a seat,
right?
Yeah, this girl was great. Erica was her name. She's terrific.
Good on Erica. There are a few places in town. I'll just bite my tongue at this point.
Yeah,
where I think they go out of their way to add to the allure of almost like some relationship or somebody told you play hard to get or something.
Right.
Where you're like,
hello?
we haven't seen you in 20 minutes. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. It's fun when you find it where it's good. So I was very impressed. And dinner is only going to be like 5 to 9 p.m.
5 to 9.
So, and then on weekends till 10. So we'll see if that changes. Like, if it's overwhelmingly full, I wonder if they'll maybe.
I'd like them to open up at 3:30 in case I just want to leave here.
And they close in the middle of the day. So because they on this big granite counter, that's where all the baked goods are for the cafe. And then they take that out.
What do you think of what the, so they, for practical reasons, do that. A lot of restaurants, even the other day, I picked up from, I think we talked about this off air, Animali's Barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Excellent. Like, just. Ugh,
so good.
So good. But they're one of many restaurants where, on weekends, I think it is, where they'll shut down from 2 to 5. What do you think about that?
I get the practical reasons you need to do it. I don't love it. You know, we're no longer at the day where restaurants were just open all the time whenever you wanted them to be there.
Right.
Like, I hate that so many places close so early because I would like to eat at 10 or 10:30 sometime.
Right.
But, you know, I think it's maybe a little more employee friendly where you can manage your staff a little better.
You can, but also for some people, it's like, okay, if I'm trying to get 35 to 40 hours at this place,
that's it harder. Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm working, you know, 11 to 2, and then
it's true.
I go hit balls for a couple hours, you know?
Yeah.
Close circuit common. Seven things you absolutely should never say to a bartender, according to experts.
Ooh.
We'll bounce these off Jason. Jason with a couple excellent political heavyweights today. Lisa Damoth, Speaker of the House. Favorite to oppose Tim Walz as of now on a day when we have a little more money than we thought. The Speaker is at 335, correct?
And correct.
Peggy Flanagan, Lieutenant Governor, but that's pretty much in a rear view mirror, senatorial candidate at 435 with Jason coming up. Next couple hours.
It's beautiful.
If you could have one peak cookie, either from maybe a location in town or just the cookie itself, what do you have?
Oh, I think the Rustica double chocolate.
Oh, I've had that.
Yeah.
That's very good.
I think that'd be the go-to.
That is very, very good. Lindsay, does that pour water out somehow? I mean, you know, the Mrs. Granola over here.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes a cookies, is that against the climate?
Well, I think baking cookies definitely uses more energy. That's why I opt for just the dough, just out of the tub, into the mouth.
It's environmental.
Yeah, I save money and energy on dishes as well. I mean, I'm just doing my part, guys.
You're a giver.
Just doing my part.
You're our giver.
Do you remember when we used to be able to eat cookie dough without, like, concern that we were going to die? And now it's all like, wow, the flour might have salmon. It's like, please. My mom was, like, smoking 2 packs a day, scooping up cookie dough.
After listening to you for a number of years, it explains a lot. Now
I don't see any impact from it.
Wonder why you've been twitching the last 15 years. Seven things you should absolutely never say to a bartender. Number one, what is your actual job?
Oh, no.
Not good.
Not good.
Make it extra strong, okay? Should you never say that? Because you're kind of belittling, hey, let the artiste be the artiste.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's fine to say make it extra strong, and then the appropriate response is, oh, do you want a double?
Yeah.
Do you want, and then pay for it.
Yeah, then order it.
Yeah.
Where is the alcohol? No, probably not good.
But you can say that in a more snooty, bartender-friendly way. So if you ask for a cocktail and say, like, you know, I prefer a spirit-forward drink, they get the idea.
Anytime someone uses forward in that
spirit-forward,
right, you know, I like to have the cheaper forward meal, if I could. Surprise me. Now, come on. Is that? I've had various people in my life who love that, like, whether it's at the table there. Just surprise me.
So I will usually do that on a second drink, like after you've had a chance to talk a little bit,
maybe
have a vibe,
build a little rapport.
Like, you know what I like.
Yep.
Go for it.
Can you
don't do that at like Cowboy Jack's?
Yeah,
you know where you're at, right?
This sounds like Dave Harrigan. Can you give me this one on the house? Right, I mean, it's
do people say that?
I don't ask. I demand it.
How about
I'm not going to pay for this. So,
yeah. I think this is the attractive woman to the bartender. Can you give me this one in the house? Can you make this one the way another bar does? No. You know what? Go to the other bar. Right? Hey, over here. Okay, what's your move, Jason Russia, if you feel like you've been at the bar too long and you're not getting... the proper attention.
It's a delicate dance, right? Mm-hmm. You start with like the lean over the bar.
Yep.
And then the...
How about the heavy snapping of the fingers?
No, that's a no. Aggressive eye contact, yes. That's step two. Step three is maybe like a one finger like in the air, like a... how about one of those?
I think...
I've seen the holding up the money. Like, that's not really my move, but yeah. I think it's an okay move.
Dave, what's your move? You're not getting the proper attention that you, a man of your stature, demands.
Wait.
You just stand there and wait all day? So you're at the Applebee's.
I'm very meek.
Yes. You're kind of the typical Minnesotan?
Yes, I just need a perfect margarita at the Applebee's.
You're at the four-way stop for eternity.
Yes.
Just waiting for someone else to assert themselves. Yeah.
Chad.
Mm.
No, this is a different one. I'll go to you. Jason, what have you heard about the Big Boar Express going into Monticello? Ooh, I would love that. Have you heard anything about that?
I had heard rumblings that there was going to be another Big Boar.
Mm.
I didn't know Monticello, so that's news to me.
Right. I mean, we got a Hanover now.
Yeah.
Can we move a little bit more towards civilization? Right?
Right.
I'm a fan.
Hanover, very close. Seth had a summer internship at a metal plant right next to Big Boar in Hanover.
Oh, I think Big Boar is excellent. You're a fan of Big Boar, right?
I am, yeah. That's a good deal. It's good to take your computer science nerd kid and make him go work at a factory for a summer.
That's good.
It was a very good experience for him.
Hanover,
I think it was a CCO radio listener that like ended up connecting him with the job.
Sounds troubling. Like he's just, I'm a CCO listener. Can I have your kid?
Well.
I mean, do we do any background check situation here?
It's a real company.
Yeah.
They paid him. I don't know. What do I care?
As a bartender, I always like it when someone says, what's your favorite drink?
Oh.
And I tell them water, or I tell them to drink what you ordered.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.